It's IP April right now at the Beer Coasters podcast. That's right, we're drinking IPAs all month long. But this week we kind of got started off a little rough. We had a longtime listener, good friend of the podcast, Greg from the OC Beer Blog, right here on the show with us. He was with us during the YouTube tasting, and he decided to sit down and record the rest of the show with us. Except major technical difficulties, so you won't actually hear Greg this week. So if you do want to hear or see Greg, you can go to our YouTube channel, Beer Coasters Podcast. Check him out there. Either way, this week we're drinking IPAs with Lagunitas IPA being our fermentation conversation. We also have an IPA from Lumberyard, and we have an East IPA from Battle Road, and we have the IPA from Rough Draft.
Ginormous.
Yeah, I think this is gonna creep up on me.
Blah 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 blah. I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast 2013, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. I'm your host this week. I'm Crazy Dave from Temecula, California, and I got some of my best homies here with me this week.
This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
This week, as you all know, is the second day of April, so it's IP April month. All month long, we're going to be doing IPAs.
Yeah, so, all different kinds of IPAs.
So, This week we're going to be, all of us are drinking the Lagunitas IPA, and Toby's got another IPA he's going to
like
be
like a Latin
drinking.
Anchor person. Everything perfect English until it gets to some...
What?
Nothing.
Lagunitas.
Later on in the
That's
show...
what we'll be drinking.
I will be drinking the Lumberyard IPA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later on in the show, I'm going to be drinking Battle Road Lexington Green East India Pale Ale.
That's a long-ass name.
Yeah, and I remembered it without even reading it off my notes.
I don't even remember what I'm drinking, so I'm going to have to look at my... Oh, okay, I'm going to be drinking the Rough Draft IPA. So I think it's time to get into this. So, yeah, let's...
All right.
Let's drink some beer.
Yeah. This is a fermentation conversation. Oh, yeah.
This is Lagunitas IPA. They're from Lagunitas Brewing Company out of Petaluma, California. They've been brewing since 1995.
Did it again.
Petaluma.
Their website is www.lagunitas.com. This is an IPA. We got a 6.2 ABV and... that nice little happy spot of 45.6 IBUs. So let's bust this open, see what we got.
I think it says...
Where the hell did my bottle opener specific. Go?
That doesn't sound right.
That's what the notes say, man.
I didn't write that.
Well, that's what it says.
I think it's 46.5. That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, settle down. Look at all that. I got my official Goofy glass. I think that my parents probably bought like in 1976 or something.
And I have the Sam Adams.
I just have a regular ale glass.
Well, this actually pours a lot lighter than I thought it would. I mean, it's like a dirty yellow fizzy beer. It's really clear.
Yeah, very clear.
Pretty big head. It looks like it's pretty well carbonated, and it's a nice golden color.
Yeah, it's kind of a light. It is a little bit lighter golden color than I expected it to be.
Hoppy on the nose.
Yeah,
you can smell. It was sweet.
Yeah, there's like some real fruity.
Fruity, yeah. It's very tropical.
A little bit of orange, maybe some lemon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's.
I really like those
lots
fruity
of kind
hops.
Of tropical citrus and.
It's not.
Get some floral notes in there too, yeah. A little bit. But it's a big citrus kind of.
Yep.
A little bit of toastiness.
I'm gonna take a sip.
Cheers.
Already?
Taking a sip, yeah.
That's got a really bushy taste to it.
Bushy.
What do you mean?
Mm. Bushy. Like Anheuser Bushy?
Now that's big.
It's a real sweet, like.
It's sweet up front.
It dries right up though. Yeah, but no, but it's kind of like your you know what it kind of reminds me of is like the Mexican aguas, you know, like where they make them out of like the fruits and stuff like that. Like it tastes fresh, really. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too overly bitter. Kind of
like a fresh. It does taste like a very fresh IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's a little bit colder, I think, than it probably should be, but it's kind of.
I mean, it's not too hoppy, and it's not malty at all. It's just it's really light all the way around.
Yeah, it's a good like chugging IPA.
Yeah, totally.
It doesn't leave you with like too overly bitterness aftertaste. It's just a little bit
right.
The sweetness kind of hangs on still.
Got a tiny little bit of something funky. Can't figure it out. We got that pepper when you're smelling like a very light kind of almost like a white pepper or something.
Yeah,
something very light.
You know, Evil Twin had their what was that beer that I had from Evil Twin that was like that? Like when you opened it up, it just like it was like a pineapple explosion in your face. And I mean, unfortunately, it didn't carry through when you actually drank it. But it was like probably one of the best smelling beers I'd ever had. You know, I mean, had it followed through like this is following through with like what you're saying with that mango, you know, I would have been really impressed. I mean, this is definitely kind of cool.
Yeah, I took this camping a few months back.
Yeah, it's a very, very drinkable IPA. Absolutely.
It's a great campfire beer.
Yeah. Take it hiking.
Right.
This to me food is kind of like river rafting. Session, like a, I don't know. This is the IPA that you could kind of drink all night, you know?
So if you're going to drink all night, would you eat anything with it?
I hope so.
I might. I just had over Easter weekend, we had some linguica, which I think I've mentioned and probably paired beers with before. And that's, for those of you who don't know, it's kind of a like a mild kind of Portuguese sausage. And I think something like that would go good with this.
Yeah, you know, it probably would.
Having that fruitiness and having just a mild spiciness of the sausage.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with Greg and go pizza. Some sort of like, yeah, jalapenos on the pizza, the sweet, you know, red sauce and stuff like that would be nice.
I don't know if they serve it there or not, but California Pizza Kitchen makes a sweet and spicy Italian sausage pizza. I think that would be perfect with this. CPK, recognize. Let's get these guys on your list. Actually, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago and that they were going to be adding some craft beers to their list because they CPK? Knew that this was kind of a new California Pizza Kitchen.
They've already got some stuff. I think they carry Sam Adams and stuff like that.
Hey.
But,
yeah. Are they paying us right now?
No, but I'm just telling
shut
them.
The hell up about CPK.
Hey, is Lagunitas paying us?
No.
No, but at least we're getting to drink their beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, hey, thanks for letting us go buy your beer, you know, and spend our hard-earned money. Maybe we'll review it.
I'll tell you, man, it is real. Like, I'm done with it, and I usually don't finish the beer before the segment's over. So it's a very drinkable beer, and I know we've mentioned that, but this is, to me, like, I don't know. I don't usually say chuggable, but this one kind of is for me.
It just flows down. It just goes easy. Yeah, it's not, there's no like over bitteriness to it that makes you go like, you know, it's not heavily, it's not.
I don't think
like,
I ever do that.
There's not much like, there's not a lot of weight to it. So it is light. It is easy going. It drinks well. It tastes good. And you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, let's check out and see what Untappd says. They got 3.83 out of 24,000 something ratings. And then the Beer Advocates, they rate this an 88, which is good. And that's only about 3,996 ratings. So
somebody ringing?
Yeah, that's my parents calling me. They're like, Dave, are you drinking that beer again?
They're watching you live. They're watching you stream live right now.
I know. Mom, Dad, really? Log on to Google, you know, and check us out. You were streaming live on YouTube. All right, everybody. Well, that was the Lagunitas IPA. And we're going to be back.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Oh, this is Toby. Hey.
Hey, Toby, you're drinking beer. God, you've been yelling at us. You've been yelling at us for like 10 minutes, and now you finally get to drink some beer, and you're sleeping away at the wheel.
My turn to drink some beer again.
Yeah. So, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a new brewery. This is Lumberyard Brewing Company. They are out of Flagstaff, Arizona. This is their IPA. And I think it is now called the Flagstaff IPA, or at least that's what their website says. And it doesn't show this can on their website. It shows it in a bottle. But either way, this can says Lumberyard Brewing IPA. So,
but it's the, but it could be the flagship.
It could be the Flagstaff. Lumberyard Brewing is out of Flagstaff, Arizona. They've been brewing since 1994, but they were originally called Beaver Street Brewery. And then Beaver 16 Street. Later, so I think it was 2010, they changed to Lumberyard Brewing. Same owners, I believe. The website is lumberyardbrewingcompany.com. How's that for a URL? And it is in a can.
All right.
Beaver Street sounds like an F Street competitor.
I know, huh?
This is 6.1% ABV, 90 IBUs. Topping it.
Boom. That probably...
Well. Boom. So it is... it's a good golden color. It's very clear. I got about a solid human finger of head on there.
Human!
Human finger.
And yeah, it's like the color of honey a little bit. A little lighter than honey color. It's, it looks very nice. On the news. Very similar to the Lagunitas. There's some tropical-y fruit going on in there. There's a little bit of pine. There's a little bit of honey. Some floral notes. Pineapple.
Did you mention this one won a couple of awards?
Oh, yeah. I didn't mention that. Oh, and the hops they use are American hops.
I just thought I wasn't listening.
Do you want to say it, Mike, or do you want me to say it?
No, it's your tasting flight. Why am I going to?
Yes, they have won. They won the bronze in the American IPA category at the 2010 GABF.
That's not even worth mentioning. Bronze.
And they won the silver at the 2009 GABF for the strong pale ale, American style strong pale ale.
So.
And also at the World Beer Cup in 2010, they got the bronze in the American style strong pale ale category.
Oh.
Interesting.
I've not heard of these guys.
I wonder if brewers do that, if they just submit their beer in as many categories as they feel it will fall under.
But this, you know, I mean, is this really like on the strong sense? I mean, it does seem strong in the sense that it's got a buttload of hops, but its alcohol's still like pretty average at 6.1. Yeah. I mean, when I'm thinking of a strong ale, I'm thinking of something, you know, that's, you know, like, you know, in the 8 range.
Right.
You know, 8 to 10 range.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the guidelines are
for strong. When I think of strong, I'm thinking of something big, like all the way around.
Yeah, me too. That's what they call it at two different. Yeah, it's like IPA in 1 year, and then another year it was American style strong pale. Interesting.
Well, they themselves call it an American IPA.
Right.
So, but I don't know.
And for this week's show, it's an IPA, so we're just going to leave it at that.
Maybe they wouldn't have won an award if it was the IPA category. But the American style strong pale ale, there, nobody else submitted for that. They didn't know what the hell it was.
So this is pretty bitter. It's more bitter than the it has a lot of the same flavors and characteristics as the Lagunitas, but in the aftertaste you get a lot more of this piney, astringent bitterness aftertaste, but you still get some of that fruitiness in the sip, a little bit of like a toasted cracker maltiness in there. It's got more of a bite than the Lagunitas.
Bite.
More of like a true, I think, more of a, more, of more what you would think as an IPA bite.
So it's more IPA-ish?
Yeah. It's actually pretty good.
Well, it's got 90 IBUs. That's kind of high for 6.1.
Yeah, it's got some, right? It's got some nice bitterness, but then it is also a nice balance with the sweetness. A little less chuggable than the Lagunitas. But a very good.
It's more of your typical West Coast style IPA then.
Yeah, I think so. For what food you gonna, pairing.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. Not a sandwich. Come on, Toby.
Come on, Toby.
What?
Not a damn sandwich.
Come on, you got to do better than that.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking like some sort of a jalapeno cheeseburger.
How about something a spicy like tuna melt? Let's just throw food pairings at him.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me something and I'll say yes or no. Yeah, so off mic, everybody was you know, pointing me out as the worst food pairer of the yes, coasters.
It is true.
I've had a couple of good ones though in my, you know, with my in my history here with beer coasters, I've had a couple of zingers. But other than that, they're all pretty sandwich. Related. They're all pub grub.
We know what Toby eats. He eats sandwiches, and I think even at his upcoming barbecue, he's serving paninis. Okay,
yeah.
So he's gonna force us to try his food pairings in a feeble attempt to redeem what he's really doing.
We're gonna eat sandwiches whether we want to or not.
Hey, I think that a jalapeno cheeseburger would complement this beer very nicely.
All right. Well, there you go.
And if it doesn't, well, hey, you got a cheeseburger.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a cheeseburger.
And you got a good beer. So, either way, I'm fat and happy about that. Okay, let's see what we got for reviews.
Here, Untapped. Well, Untapped comes in at 3.65 with a whole whopping 541 ratings. So, Toby's going to give them another tick mark on their thing. And then also the Beer Advocate. comes with a score of 84 with 54 ratings, and that's good. And of course, the brothers, you know, haven't had that beer yet, so you know, no one's thrown a can their way.
Surprise!
You know, I seriously like these guys. I don't know.
Wait, hey, they're busy. You know, they're busy guys.
Was the beer
now.
Advocate?
Beer Advocate's 84.
They don't have time to drink a beer and rate it on their own website anymore. I guess.
All right. Well, there you
pretty
have
soon,
it, folks.
We're going to be like that. We're just going to drink beer on the show. We're not going to rate it. We're not even going to talk about it. It's just going to be us, and you're just going to hear the sipping. And that's it.
Yeah. And Dave going, wow! Okay, there you have it. That's the Lumberyard Flagstaff IPA, I believe, is what it is officially named now.
Is it our first Arizona beer on the show?
No.
No.
I had a chocolate porter from someone in Tucson. I want to say Phoenix.
On the show?
Yeah, on the show.
On this show?
On this show.
The Beer Coasters Podcast?
Oh, my God. Armagerd.
Check out lumberyardbrewingcompany.com.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this. Yaw, yaw, yaw.
Paul's America.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
My tasting flight this week, I'm going to try
a new brewery.
That's right, folks. What, Battle what, Road what? Brewery.
Battle Road.
Battle Road.
Now, like some big epic battle took place there?
The name of the beer is Lexington Green East India Pale Ale. This is from Battle Road Brewing Company out of Stoughton, Mass. And it's brewed, I believe this is brewed at the Ipswich Ale Brewery in Ipswich, even though the brewery company says that it's from Stoughton. Anyway, the website is www.battleroadbeer.com. Style, of course, is an IPA. ABV on this beer, 5.7. I couldn't find IBUs. I did find some ingredients, but I'm going to crack it and let you know what those ingredients
is. Where is this from? Stoughton?
Stoughton.
Stoughton.
Stoughton?
Stoughton. It's actually
Stoughton. Don't they throw an R in there?
They got to throw an R in there. We say Stoughton. No, we don't throw an R in there. We throw our R's away, right? Smart ass. Don't be an asshole.
I don't know. My girlfriend's mom says that we're going to have pizza or tuna fish all the time.
Tuner?
Tuner fish.
That's where they put the R's. They put it at the end of pizza and tuna.
Tuna.
Put them in the wrong spots. So for hops, they use Chinook, Centennial, and Cascade. It's a little darker than the Lagunitas. It's got more of kind of a darker golden color. Really nice color, actually. On the nose.
You know, I wonder, Mike, for you guys that don't watch the video of us on YouTube, you know, Mike always wears this hooded thing, and he's always in this black darkness. And I wonder if that hood helps capture some of the aromas of the beer. You know, it's, you know,
they get trapped right here, so I don't miss not one.
And seriously, like if he wore like a brown hoodie instead of a black one, he'd probably start to look like some sort of like you know, Benedict Monk or a you know, whatever,
or a Jawa.
Right. Oh, amen.
Oh, I hope that came out good.
You know what I like? They actually have a there's actually these Gregorian chants to popular songs. So like they actually did Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. They did a Simon and Garfunkel song. Like they just did all these songs in the Gregorian chant style. It was kind of neat, you know. You're like, whoa, and nothing else matters. It's just... But anyhow,
how's that beer, Mike?
It's got a funky hoppiness. There's kind of a musty aroma to it, but it's got some citrus and there's a slight bit of caramel in there. It smells kind of I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, you know, comparing it to the Lagunitas, it's got kind of a more heavier, mustier aroma.
Like that brewery kind of stank?
No, not quite.
Describe
like,
musty.
Like a old spent malt kind of smell. It's not like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got an earthiness. It's something.
The smell like what do you call that stuff? Like. Not manure, but, you know, like that potting soil.
This beer smells like shit. No, it actually soil. Has kind of a nice kind of a funky aroma to it. I wanted to see if it actually listed anything else.
I hate manure.
Ingredients or anything, but
so it's not like it's not like Back to the Future either. When they hit the truck and it's just like a dump on the... Right. The convertible.
I gotta take a sip because I can't kind of figure out.
Because he's all he can think about is manure right now.
Taking a sip, yeah. I'm surprised. I wasn't expecting that.
Well,
it has kind of a wood-like fruitiness, almost like apple on like a, I don't know, like an apple on cedar or something. Like it has like a woodiness on the tongue, and kind of a like an apple skin kind of bitterness.
Pectiny.
Gotta be some caramel malts in there. Well, I mean it. I mean there probably isn't, but there's something.
Is it not that dark?
That's caramel-ish, slightly on the flavor. It's an apple skin, but it's not like a very tart. Like it'd be.
Like a red apple instead of a green apple.
Like a Red Delicious or
Granny
it's
Smith.
It's not tart like a Mac, you know, or not going to be like a Macintosh. It's more just kind of a, but it has a slight bitterness, but it's an apple skin kind of something on the tongue.
It's got that dry acidity kind of thing at the end.
Mm. And it dries up, but it's got that bitter kind of, like, you know, having your tongue on a piece of wood.
You're not getting over that bitterness, huh?
Yes, Mike said tongue on a piece of wood.
Yes, I did say that, yes.
Hell yeah.
What was I thinking?
How often do you have your tongue on wood, Mike? I mean,
it's none of your business.
And why do they taste like apples? I mean, like, is that the lotion or something? Or what?
There's, kind of hard to describe. On the nose, I'm getting kind of a it's that musty kind of citrus, but the flavor is surprisingly different. I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to pair this with this one with something, this is I'm not a big cheese guy, but this, at least as far as the, you know, pairing beer with cheese, it's cold cheese. If I like cheese, it's going to be on a burger or pizza. I'm that kind of cheese guy.
Mm.
Not the kind of like put it on a Ritz cracker kind of cheese.
Yeah, I'm not
guy.
A cold, because I don't know. There's just something cold and waxy that it just doesn't appeal to me with those type of cheeses.
How about one of those cheeses like from like Hickory Farms? You know, it's like a cheese log with like nuts on the side, and, you know, and like a big.
There's just something to me that it just seems like this beer would go with some cheeses. Like if you had a cheese plate that. This would kind of play well with that because it's got, I don't know, something about it reminds me of...
Like a marbly blue cheese?
And it's probably just because I'm thinking like the apple skin and I'm thinking, you know, with different types of cheeses and you get usually the cheese and apples and whatnot. But, I mean, I don't know, I'd be willing to even try it just to see if I'm right. But it just seems like that kind of beer to me.
Do you have any cheese in your fridge, Mike?
Instant pairing, do it.
Instant pairing, come on.
The cheese I have is like a shredded, like, four cheese Mexican cheese. Hey, or something.
Go do it. Go do it. Instant pairing. It doesn't mean they don't have to be epic. I don't want you to show me up or anything.
No, that's all right. We get a chance. Check this one out. These guys, they got to be fairly new. I've just started to see them on the shelves. Does it say when they started brewing? Probably should have done a little homework for you guys. But I didn't. So check them out. It's Battle Road Brewing Company. And it says on the bottle Ipswich, Mass. But I heard just recently from somebody that they're out of Stoughton. So.
Oh. Well, you know, their Untappd comes in at 3.58 with 27 ratings. And they were actually just recreated on March 4th, 2013. So okay. This might be fairly
that's
new.
Pretty new, yeah.
Dude, they just don't. They month. Have They've
not even been out a month.
Hey, beer
and beer advocate doesn't even have them up on there. They only have the their first beer that came out, which was the 1775
Tavern Ale, yeah.
Which I think was like the first one that came out. They actually have different labels, I think. The whole rest of the line than the 1775. So.
Hey, Mike, do you know these places like Bogey's Beer, Convention Center, D.C., Old Town Halem Hall, or I'm sorry, Old Town Hall in Salem, and Sunset Cantina
well,
or Sunset Grill?
Bogey's is where I get a lot of my beer. When I go locally, I'll get...
Okay, Bogey's is the top place for that beer.
Well, all right.
So.
And just to let you know, the bros have tried the 1775 Tavern Ale, and there's only 10 reviews, and these guys have actually tried it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's crazy to me. Well, it's just crazy.
They must have sent it to him.
I guess.
But, Yeah.
All right.
Check them out. If you guys get a chance. Should be on your shelves soon if they're not already.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
All right, everybody. This is Crazy Dave.
Yeah.
Temecula, California.
Yeah.
I'm about to bust open a
new brewery.
Wow.
Whoa. That's right. Tonight.
Is that three in one show?
This week. I know, man. We got all kinds of good stuff happening tonight. So, these guys are Rough Draft. They are out of San Diego, California, and more specifically, Mira Mesa.
Now, would Mira Mesa, would that just be considered a neighborhood?
It is a community of the city of San Diego. Yeah, Greg's still with us, and he's apparently gotten bored of our show and decided to do some exercises or something. this is the Eraser IPA. A little bit more about Rough Draft. It looks like they've been brewing for about a year or so, from what I can tell. I was trying to dig through some news articles about when they started brewing and whatever. I couldn't really find much.
I'm sure this beer only took a couple weeks.
Right. Well, no, but I mean, they've opened up shop about a year ago or so. This guy apparently is a UCSD alumni, and they got a 15 barrel brew house. So anyhow, this is, like I said, probably 100 times now, the Eraser IPA.
Eraser.
The IBUs on this is 7.0, and the ABV on this is 7.0, and the IBUs are 80. And I'm going to bust this open and see what we got.
Bust it.
Good day or bad. It's all about how you look at it, right? So it started out with you stubbing your toe on the way to the bathroom, coffee straining your favorite shirt, and Betty and accounting taking the last breakfast burrito. F*** you, Betty.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. You're not going to let that bother you. Today's your day. And you're here now with an Eraser IPA in hand. It's everyday moments like these that savor while you sit in
marketing speak.
Yeah, that's some
Betty's
going to
pay
stuff
for what she did. Well, I'm guessing Betty maybe
likes
work
breakfast,
for Rough Draft,
breakfast burritos, apparently.
Breakfast burritos, man, yeah.
I could go for a breakfast burrito right about now.
Wow, this is pouring out really light.
It's Wednesday over here. It's Wednesday morning, so I should be able to have the breakfast burrito, not you guys.
Dude, I paid $20 for two breakfast burritos in Vegas over the weekend.
Wow.
It's not like a taco shop, man. You gotta shell out some bills for some food in the morning there.
Yep.
You got a little bit ahead there, pal.
A little bit. I got like a Yeti fist ahead. It's actually
a
really
light. What are you drinking out of? Is
only
that
a couple knuckles?
Is that a kid's cup?
It's like a mug, a plastic mug. I had one pint glass.
Hold I had, up. I used wait a minute.
Wait.
Did you say plastic?
Plastic.
Oh, he's in LV right now.
Yeah,
he's
dude, I'm in the hood. You're lucky to say it in a red cup, you know?
Why don't you just pour it in the toilet and lick it out of there?
Oh, my God.
Well, because I think that might taint a little bit of the dead hookeriness.
Oh, pun
or the,
intended.
You know,
what? You're drinking beer and talking about it.
Are Yeti's tits hairy?
Partially. You can still see the areola.
Just around the nipples.
Sometimes girls have, the hair around the nipples and stuff.
That's how you distinguish the two sexes.
Like, the first time I saw that, I was like, what?
You know,
what the hell?
The three, the two or three women listeners that we had, we just lost.
What are they?
And the one female Yeti listener that we had.
I don't know, but you know what? We might have attracted a couple of the few lesbian Yetis.
Lesbian Yetis.
Plastic well, mug. I've got a lot of head on this, and it's
5.5 minutes in, and he's just getting to the nose.
I smell plastic.
It is hoppy. I can tell that it's hoppy. It's
Well, that's good. You're after a good start.
All right, I'm still not. This isn't. I mean, you could. It's a little bit. It smells a little bit hoppy, a little bit citrusy. Other than that, I'm not getting too much out of it, so I'm just going to take a sip, see what we got.
Taking a sip, yeah.
That's strong. It's a. It's a very. It's a. I don't want to say it's bitter, but it's very. And it's not really hoppy though. It's got a distinct kind of a. It's almost like orange peel is really what it tastes like.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of bitter, but it's not bushy at all. Oh, whoa.
I'm still trying to grasp the.
Oh, that's a raspberry. This is the first time I've had raspberry in a beer.
Ah,
raspberries.
Mm. No, this is like all about like these dark fruits. And I would never expect like this dark fruit kind of flavor out of an IPA.
Dark fruits. Well, I don't really know tart? If orange is considered
no,
a dark fruit.
No, it's not tart. No, I'm talking about the it's got like this raspberry flavor to it. It has an orange like right off the bat is the orange, and then like it gets this raspberry flavor. This is really really kind of strange to me.
I think that's twice that we've heard the right off the bat, and we haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Mm. It's super fruity, like super fruity. I mean, yeah, it's like I wouldn't have guessed this was an IPA. I would have thought it would have even been a flavored beer or something, because that's really how fruity this is. It's a hoppier fruity, but like I said, it's really like a fruity.
Fruity.
But if I had to put it. I mean, if I had to put it like the sweetness, it would be. I would think that it'd be more of a floral, you know, I guess like you said, hop fruity rather than like a malt fruity or a caramel fruity or a sugary fruity.
That's a lot of fruity.
Yeah, pairings. This I think would be like a pound cake kind of a pairing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Total dessert kind of a thing.
Or a tart.
Yeah, a tart would be good. Oh my God, Toby got a pairing. Look at this. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, because the tart
will have like that. Well, it's because I'm not drinking the beer. That's how that works.
No, but I because you know the tarts, that's actually a really good one because they have like that cream on there, and then the shortbread cookie, and then like the fruit, and then like some whipped cream on top. That actually, dude, that's a perfect pairing for what
that's
this beer
crazy
does.
That you're pairing an IPA with a dessert. I don't know if I would have ever thought that.
I think it would work. I really do, you know, and I think it would work.
Ooh, speaking of rhubarb, I had a strawberry rhubarb saison at the Cape Ann Brewery. It was very nice. It was a Cape Ann Brewing Company in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Untapped comes out of this with a 3.56 out of 448 ratings, and I'm going to check into this right now.
Beer Advocate has the Eraser IPA at an 80, which is good. Nothing from the bros. There's only 18 ratings so far.
Ooh. I just got a new badge on Untapped.
Oh,
Power Month.
Isn't that cute?
A beer a day will keep the doctor away or something like that. That's 30 brews in a month.
Whoa, dude. Wow. That's pretty hardcore.
Rocking it.
It's all them Coronas.
Dude, I know. I was blasting them out the other night when I was at the club in Vegas.
I'm sure you were.
The party bus. And I was double fisting two of them, just like boop, 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 boop. So this is, this was the Eraser IPA out of from Rough Draft Brewing out of San Diego, California. Their website is www.roughdraftbrew.com. And I think that's what I got. Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll be back with some backwash, maybe some last call, maybe some
tweets or something.
Tweets or something, but we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Check out this announcement.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Devonta Baker says,
"You really think that I'm that bummy to steal your beer and then we prove it to you and you look dumb as hell and then my boss has to come stop?"
Tweet of the week, yeah. Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Yeah, it's time for you to spit your beer back into your cups and drink it back up and tap it again for the second time, because sometimes it's better the second time around.
That's the first time we've gone with the literal backwash.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, though. Last week, the bunnies did their own backwash from their own backsides.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
Regurgitate the bunnies.
So we do have backwash this week. Looks like we got one here from Tony Leone from Connecticut. Apparently, he directed this directly to Toby. So,
okay.
It's probably about my horrible food pairings.
So he goes, "Hey, Toby, every week it seems that there's a discussion on what you're homebrewing. I've also started homebrewing in the last year. I'd love to hear what you know about it. Maybe you can let us know what styles you've recently made or perhaps what you want to brew in the near future, brewing techniques, favorite ingredients, etc. I'm strictly an extract brewer at this point and hope to get to all grain by mid to late summer. Happy spring, gentlemen. Cheers from Connecticut, Tony."
Thanks, Tony. Well, my wife and I just finished brewing our 10th batch. And our ninth batch was... Batch.
Greg right now saying, amateurs.
Amateurs.
Yeah. 10th batch. I've only brewed one so far. Mainly by instruction. I do plan on trying to brew one beer myself this year. So we'll see how that goes.
At this point, we asked Greg his views on homebrewing and his experience. Sorry, but he said some pretty cool things right here.
Yeah, when we first started, I mean, the first time we ever brewed, somebody gave us a Mr. Beer kit, and that's, you know, that's all extract, and I think it came with hop pellets or something, maybe. And it's just a little tiny thing that probably gives you about 10 bottles worth, you know, it's this tiny little barrel. But then since then, we've been doing partial. We did syrup a couple of times, but mostly powder malt and the dry malt. And then so it's pretty much half and half is what we do with grain. And we don't have a mash tun. I think that's our next step, is we're going to step up to a mash tun. And but we got a nice brew kettle now with the thermometer built in. It's got a nice little spigot at the bottom. And it's so we're slowly stepping up, and I don't know if that's actually helped our brewing, like, improve the beer overall, but it seems like since we got the brew kettle, we've been, you know, it's less transferring of stuff, because before we had a smaller pot and we had to, like, have a second pot and all this stuff. So now we've pretty much have everything in one pot, and it's seems to brew a lot better. And oh, and then we also the copper tubing in there for cooling, and that has been huge, because we used to just throw the pot in the sink with some ice and, like, try and cool it down that way.
It doesn't quite work the same.
Sometimes it would take forever, and there were times we would, like, it was so cold outside, we would just put the carboy outside and wait for it to cool down before we pitch the yeast. But now with that cooling thing, it's pretty much, you know, less than 10 minutes. It's cooled
way
down
more
to
efficient.
Exactly where you want it. And
right. We also got backwash this week from Malt Porter. Beer news. This week, Sam Calagione from Dogfish Head is in Sweden, Stockholm, for a beer maker's dinner at the great beer bar Oliver Twist. Too bad tickets went fast as hell. He could not get any. On Friday, he is brewing at the next beer at the Ancient Ale series in a craft brewery here in a suburb of Stockholm.
Don't even try to pronounce that.
Steam Brewery is a place that's going to make it real for Sam. So, and if he visits Sweden, you know who to turn to. Cheers, Malt. So, yeah, Malt, thanks for writing in and keeping us posted on the world trips of Sam Calagione. And
That'd be pretty cool for Malt Porter to meet Sam. That'd be pretty badass.
Thanks for all the backlash.
Yeah, if you guys... Yeah, hey, people, seriously, if you're drinking out there and you're getting tore up, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you before you call your attorney.
Before you call a cab, call the Beer Coasters.
That's right. Or call the Beer Coasters while you're in the cab on the way home. Yeah. You got to kill some time anyway.
Right, you know, right.
Who wants to talk to the cabbie?
All right, everybody, last call.
We all done drinking beer. You may not have to be, but you can't drink here no more. So go somewhere else and drink and then call us about it. That's right, everybody. It's time to do our last call. We're going to talk about the beer that we just drank and talked about. So,
yeah, I think I'm right there with Greg. I mean, I do like the drinkability of it, and it is a good, you have a few, because I know how a lot of IPAs out there can be. You know, you have one and you're pretty much set just because of just the lingering bitterness and some of them.
The mega IPA-ness of it?
Yeah, I mean, if some of them can get there, you know, to where you're just like, okay, that's pretty good. I'm good with that. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go 4 also. I think it's pretty solid. I mean, definitely get it again. It's one of those ones that you could probably have in your fridge and then, you know, all the time. Kind of like a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale or something like that. Like a good
really?
Go-to.
Come on. Fail.
Not a fail. How dare you, sir.
The Lumberyard IPA, I think I liked it about the same. It was very different.
I think I liked it. I don't know. I got to rewind and see.
As far as
did
the...
Did I like it? No, I didn't. It was okay.
It's more IPA-y than the Lagunitas.
No, it's,
so it
it's
has a
E-IPA,
lot of
the... not IPA-E. It's East India, not India Pale Ale. E. Yeah, except after P. What?
So I'm going to go 4 pints on that one also.
Boom.
Real good. Good hop bitterness. It's pretty hoppy. So, yeah, it's a nice... And coming from I'm always impressed by these small breweries that have very limited distribution. They're from Flagstaff, Arizona. It's just crazy. So whenever I get something from a small brewery like that and it's really good, I'm like, wow, it impresses me even more. So anyway, I like it.
Cool.
So 4 pints.
Cool.
Mickey.
So for the Lagunitas IPA, I was surprised that I hadn't had this before. I mean, I did have it previously, but like the night before. That's because I bought a 6-pack of it. But as far as like if rating this to style, it's a really, really good IPA. It's super drinkable. It's a little less like on the bitterness chart than most IPAs. But I don't know. Maybe that's what makes it even more drinkable. I'm not really sure. I really liked it. I'm actually going to give it a 4.5 because I really feel like the style, it's... I don't know. I just... It's super drinkable and it's... kind of... I don't know. I don't really want to say it's textbook because I kind of don't feel like it is, but... I don't know. I really enjoyed it. So
it's solid
it's
IPA.
A solid IPA for sure. For cool. My tasting flight, the Battle Road Lexington Green East India Pale Ale. I want to say that this was quite different for an IPA, but this kind of makes me feel like this is what IPAs maybe once were, kind of back in the day. It has kind of a an interesting kind of Englishy maltiness to it, and a very kind of musty. I don't know. This beer feels like it could have been in the you know, traveling.
Is this what the beer jargon guy drinks?
What's that?
Is this what the beer jargon guy drinks?
It's possible. Yeah. It's tough. I'm gonna give this one a 4, just because it's very, very different. That's what's tough for me. Beers are very, very different from each other. But I know they're kind of so close in my rating, but I don't quite know how else to explain why I'm giving it that rating. I really like it. I'm actually curious to try more beers from this brewery and kind of see how they do. There's something that's got a little bit of old world flavor about this beer, and I'm just digging it. So, there you go.
Nice. Well, for me, you know, I'm totally there with Mike on this Lagunitas IPA. I think it's really good. This beer, I think, is probably what I would say would be the classic beer to introduce people to craft beer. It's not over the top IPA. It's not big. It's not in your face.
Kind of introduced to newbies.
No, but it's a mellow IPA. You know, it's not a hot bomb.
It's a mellow IPA for someone who drinks a lot of IPAs.
Yeah. Well, I don't like big bombastic IPAs, and you know this is really good. It's got some nice drinkable qualities to it. You know, it's like, and that's what people are using. You know, some of these craft beer guys, they want big complex monster beers. You know, and blah blah blah. But this I think is a good IPA. It's very drinkable. It's got a nice smoothness to it, and it's, I mean, even now it's like I've been sitting here for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and even though it's warm. Unlike other IPAs that taste nasty when they're warm, this actually is still drinkable. You know, it's like the nice girl next door. You know, it's like, hey, you can talk to this girl for hours, you know, and have some fun, you know, and go back to it again and again and again and again. So, yeah, definitely 4.5 easily for this beer. I like it a lot. Moving on to the
Greatly in our ratings and our opinions of beer, so this is actually an interesting one for me.
Yeah, no, I like this. You know, this would be a go-to beer to have in the fridge. You know, Sierra Nevada for me would not be.
Oh yeah, I mean, I had the choice between the two, I prefer this for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is more food friendly. I think this is more just, I could just come home and drink this whatever, no matter what. I could drink it in the morning, I could drink it in the afternoon, I could drink it at night, you know, even after having it, you know, whatever. I don't know.
The girl next door? Who knows?
Dude, yeah, whatever. You know, it's like, you know, you finish busting one off and like, here, psh, psh, here
there
you go.
There we go. I knew it was coming.
Instead of cigarette, you get...
The Rough Draft Eraser IPA. This was actually really interesting. I like this beer a lot. It was good. I mean, and I'll take a sip here again.
Out of his plastic Mickey Mouse mug.
Yeah, still can't get over that.
I really like the soft fruitiness of this. I think it's really good. And I really want to go to the living room in San Diego. Go buy like a little like multi-fruit tart, like little kiwis and strawberries and everything on it. With the I think it's like a cream cheese thing on it. And I think that cream cheese with the sweetness of the beer, that kind of bitter tartness of the fruit and the cream cheese would just. I think that stuff would just, you know, make fireworks in your mouth. I think it would just be awesome. So
sweet. What's your
this
rating?
One? I'm gonna give it a 4. I think it's really good. I think these guys did a good job. This is not a rough draft. I think this is the final draft of their IPA. You know, I think it would be hard to improve on it. So give it a 4. Give it a 4.
I'm gonna give a shout out again to Jenny Faflin, and a shout out to Wendy Forrest. Yes, that's her name, Wendy Forrest.
Wendy Forrest.
Craft House here in, it's an up and coming brewery here in Vegas.
No hippie parents there, huh?
So, right. Well, it's her I don't know what her maiden name is. Her husband's last name is Forrest, so it must have been, you know, a match made in heaven.
So, right.
And of course, we got to give a shout out to Greg in OC, being on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for putting up for us for, you know. But it's like a 3 or 4 hour process for us to do these shows.
Sometimes,
and, you know, Greg's totally been a trooper. And
sometimes more than other, longer than other nights.
So, you know, no, it's fun having, you know, having a little bit different perspective. Someone that's, you know, that actively brews and, you know, gets out there and, you know, it's cool to have, you know, guests on the show that, you know, to bring a little something else to what we got and to share with our, you know, our listeners. And that's what Greg was, you know, just a listener of ours.
And he has. And he has a garage band. So.
Yeah, and that's important. Yeah,
works out.
To be on the show.
Well, you don't have to be a Mac fanboy to be on this show. I run on PCs. Okay. So if you got Audacity, you drink beer, you want to be on the show, you know, hey, give us some backwash, and, you know, maybe we can hook that up.
And you're on Google Plus.
Yeah, you gotta have Google Plus too. That's the key.
There's a small list of criteria.
And you're hired.
Yeah.
And if you're a hot chick, like, you don't have to have any of that. We will find a way to make it work.
All three of us.
I will bring my webcam.
All four of us will fly to your house.
Apparently, we also want to give a shout out to
Leans.
Yes,
I want to give a shout out to Leans because she did like an instant on Untappd. So she thought the IP April was the best idea ever. So
there we go.
I want to give her a shout out. And a couple more shout-outs here for some Twitter followers. Brian Taylor and Brian Halsworth, also Whole Foods. And
Whole Foods hooked you up on Untappd?
Oh, yeah, they follow me.
Nice.
That's how I roll.
Nice.
Noble Grains in New York City. And Grace Burton, which is L. Grace Burton on Twitter. Yeah, she gave a shout out when you posted about the Beer Bloggers Conference, and we're going. That and she mentioned that we all praise the beer gods. So,
you know, I also want to give a shout out to Chris Reed and Brian Bresnahan. They're always hitting me up on toasting. You know, when I'm on Untappd and stuff. So, what up, guys? You know, hooking it up when I had a beer yesterday at the O'Brien's Almac. Bearded chocolate, and he also toasted my chocolate sombrero.
He really sounds Irish now.
Bearded. I went to the O'Brien's.
I went to O'Brien's and I had a bearded chocolate. And of course, we'd also like to give shout outs to Tony Leone and Malt Porter, you know, two of our more faithful listeners out there. So, you know, we appreciate you guys giving us backwash and, you know, listening to our show and all that.
They're part of the listener elite, along with OC Greg here.
A reminder to all of our listeners, this is your show.
That's right. We're just drinking it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
BeerCoastersPodcast.com, y'all.
Yep.
All right.
And check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
More IPAs to come.
All month long, folks.
IPA April. More IPAs.
Next week, we're doubling it up. Double
right.
IPAs.
Double IPAs next week.
So check it out.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
That's got a really bushy taste to it. Oh, hey, thanks for letting us go buy your beer, you know, and spend our hard-earned money. Maybe we'll review it, talk about it.
He needs his own intro music recorded by him. Yo, this is Greg in the OC. Yeah.
Why don't you just pour it in the toilet and lick it out of there?
Because all he can think about is manure right now.
That's a lot of fruity.